Hello, this is a short demo of how your sales development can utilize enrich data within Salesforce. So I've created a list, account list, which includes some of the custom fields that will be available. And I'll just show you briefly what they are or what's available. So I'm clicking now under this account. You can see here these sections. There's a sales velocity ICP. This tells how high sales velocity this account is expected to have based on enrich algorithms, sales cycle, short sales cycle, big deal size, and large conversion or large win rate mean high higher sales velocity in general. Then you have the intent data. Here you have third-party intent data, like how many topics they've engaged with. You can see here Bombora intent data and what are the scores for those. And then in terms of the third-party intent data and first-party, you can see the total composite intent score. This is the one that should be used for prioritization, and you can see where the intent is coming from, the locations exactly like where it's coming from. And then for the first party intent, you can see the ABM engagements in very much detail, so you can see exactly how many ABM engagements, video views, article readers, clicks, how many contacts with clicks, how many contacts with engagement, when the last click was happening and when the last engagement was happening. And then finally on the website, the same data, when the last website visit came and how many visits were there and how many contacts were visiting. This is for the web engagement is basically for other channels than enrich ABM. Could be LinkedIn or could be organic or so. So you can basically get a quite holistic picture into the engagement of the specific account. So in normal cases, the way you would use this data is that this is, for instance, one way to use it on Salesforce. So either creating a report or just an account list view where you can then sort by the intent score and then just prioritize your account outreach based on this data. Then of course you might want to go into more detail depending really on your sales motion, sales development motion, how it works, and we can just take a look at this briefly how it looks. So we can take this same account here and then click on the analytics link. This takes us to enrich, where you can then see the account analytics of this specific account. So you can see the trend of the account or the engagement. You can see that this one is trending, what exactly they've been engaging with, so each of the video views, clicks, article readers, and so forth. What is the content campaign and ad that they have engaged with, where the engagement is coming from. And then the same data for the website. So here it's on a very granular level. You can see exactly what they've done on your website. And then finally, when you want to really, you know, reach out to the account, if you don't have the contact available on Salesforce, then you need to source and find those contacts. And the location data here is very, very useful for that because it's really, really granular. So you can basically see how many engagements have come from each of the locations. And if your team is using tools like ZoomInfo or LinkedIn Sales Navigator or any similar tool, then this is very, very useful data for identifying in a very accurate way like these specific contacts coming from the specific locations. So I've created on Sales Navigator basically finding the contacts for this specific account. For enrich, marketing and sales are the correct functions. I've added these locations. And then we can basically then just look into the people that potentially have engaged or like who are in the marketing team or sales team of the account, and then customize my outreach to those people either using LinkedIn directly from Sales Navigator or then doing an email outreach or calling to the person. So that's how we recommend using enriched data. It's not really complicated, it should be much more efficient compared to like just random outreach towards the ICP accounts, for instance. So I wish you all the success, and thank you very much for your attention.